I really wish there was a before photo to match the after photo of the wheelbarrow in the picture above. It would be the perfect picture with that addition, I tell you. The name of the wheelbarrow will be explained in the story I'm about to tell you in the next few minutes. Believe it or not, that wheelbarrow, which we'll call JB, Jollof's barrow, has been sitting idle in the front yard of my house for the past 3 years. It was given to us by a neighbor, but we completely ignored it because of its broken wheel. It has sadly endured all the elements of the weather and all too many unfriendly conditions, stricken by sunshine, beaten by rain, cold to touch, scorched by heat, eroded by sea salt. Yeah, I live by the sea. Coated in dust, assaulted with trash. Subsequently, its coat of paint peeled. It lost its shine and gradually deteriorated into a rusted, dilapidated mess. It has escaped the garbage van more times than I can count, despite the numerous times we decided to trash it. Well, fast forward to April 2020. So we decided to start a house garden, and an essential equipment was a wheelbarrow. Once again, we remembered this abandoned ruin. Yet again, we decided it was finally time for it to go. Trash the old, in with the new. Yet somehow, a renovation of JB was suggested and agreed. JB was thrown into the bucket of my dad's pickup. It went on a trip to the metal worker and vulcanizer to receive preliminary work, a change of wheel and tire pump. It was after this that the real work began, trying to get the rust off. I can say without exaggerating that it took about 2 to 3 hours for me to polish JB. All the accumulated rust, dirt, and old paint needed to completely be stripped off with sandpaper to reveal the clear metal underneath all the grime. The dust was cleaned off and new paint applied. Then, voila! I got what you see in the picture above, a wheelbarrow that looked nothing like what it used to be. I bet you'd buy it in the market without knowing that it was a rusted, condemned barrow destined for the dump. However, it is now a polished, black and beautiful functional barrow fit to work in our house garden. The interesting thing is that I was so proud of how transformed the wheelbarrow was that I wanted to place my identity on it. I wanted everyone to know just what I had been through to transform the wheelbarrow. I wanted everyone to see Jollof's barrow and ask how the wheelbarrow came by that name so I could share with them. Like I'm proudly doing right now. Seeing this barrow every day pleases me so much. I don't dwell anymore on how it used to look. I'm so glad about how it looks now with my name on it, and I'm looking forward to using it in my garden. Of course, this led to a revelation. Duh. Trust me, God uses everyday things to speak to us always, always. So keep your ears open to Him at all times. Anyway, I said to myself, if I, imperfect Steph, believe I have the right, and I'm so eager to place my name, my seal or stamp on this wheelbarrow, which I made anew, how much more God? The work God has done in transforming our lives is far more exceedingly greater and perfect than what I did to that barrow. He places a stamp of righteousness and perfection on us, the seal of His Holy Spirit. If even I can feel such deep sense of pride and joy towards JB after making it anew, how much more the Creator and Savior of our lives, who has totally transformed the destinies and existence of mankind. He took our rusted lives, cleaned all the dust and grime, and polished us. He made us brand new. Just pause and reflect on this. I was so pleased and eager to use the barrow because for it I gave of myself. My energy, my time, my sweat, my dedication. How much more is God pleased with us whom He has born again? How much more is He pleased to use us? He's exceedingly pleased. Glory be to God. Now, Mr., Mrs., and Miss Wheelbarrow, God is so proud of you as His handiwork. He loves you so much and wants to use you. I tell you, if you didn't go into the trash when you were dirty, rusted, and dilapidated, you'll definitely not go in there now that you have been made anew. Roll in that confidence. Sometimes JB gets dirty from all the work it does. I make it my priority to make sure it's clean and in proper shape for work. As we give ourselves over to the work of Jesus, we get messy sometimes. But the one who made us anew has made it His responsibility to ensure that we are in the best of shapes for work. Too often, we second-guess ourselves and our worth, but we forget that He saw how imperfect we were before. Yet, He gave us a now, in spite of all the bad things He saw. Our focus, therefore, should be on the opportunity He has provided for us to give ourselves over to Him completely, to be a part of the faithful in His vineyard. So, what am I trying to say in all of this? You belong to God, the one who renovated your life and made you a totally different person in the moment you believed in His Son, Jesus Christ. You are worthy to be boasted of. I tell you, He has written all about you in His book, the Bible. You are the proud handiwork of God. So feel good about it. Well, just so you know, my nickname is actually Jollof. That explains the name on the wheelbarrow, right? The origin of the name will come later. But I tell you, if you'd ask in the comment, I will share.